I was asked a question which struck me as interesting. Are there male and female novels? A lot of my students think that they can tell the gender of a novel just by reading the first paragraph. But I wondered whether that was a real construct, and if so, when did it arise? So I'm going to be talking about the gender of novels.
And in particular, novels in the past?
Yes, from 1770 to 1830. This is partly because this is my field of specialty, but also because that was the time when novels really blossomed and the two divergent traditions began. One, the female tradition of women's fiction, and the other, the male tradition of romantic fiction, with a capital R.
Sounds as if you think there's something in the theory. There are two different kinds of novels.
Oh no, but there are many different kinds of audiences. Mainly, there are female audiences, female-themed books, female advertised books, books by a lady, which, by the way, were not always by a lady, and then books about male topics with male heroes and adventures and war, violence and sex. The fiction is that only women read the former and only men the latter. That is untrue. They both read both. And as a matter of fact, men read more novels than women because men read more.
They had more time, or they wanted to read more?
They were more literate. They read more of everything. They took out more books from the libraries. They were much more active in buying books. And most of them wrote novels. I mean, most of the novels written were actually by men, not by women.
I appreciate that's your historical period of specialism. But do you think this is a tradition that's continued through the centuries?
Well, I'm arguing that actually at this period there were divisions between audiences and authors, mainly rhetorical for purposes of profit, but there were some. However, by about 1830, they no longer existed because the novel was such a popular cultural form that all publishers targeted all readers. Moreover, novels became respectable reading, so women were allowed to read them. However, after the Victorian period, you again get the specialization as the book trade becomes more professionalized and seek to target niche audiences.